Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing? I hope you've had a good week. Today is the first Wednesday of February, and you know, not only is this Black History Month, but it's also Valentine's Month for all the young lovers and married couples and married couples and significant others and partners. You hear my granddaughter. I'm bringing her in just shortly. Here, she's going to be a neat something. I'm going to bring her in shortly because she is going to be doing the show that I've been talking about everybody for 2 weeks about the teenage show. Now, let me give you the phone number to this show because you're welcome to call in, although this is just a test show for her. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is not open because my granddaughter and I, she's going to be doing her show, and I don't want to be taken away from helping her going in the chat room. But, you know, once the show starts, I'll be in there and let her know what questions or whatever you have. So, you know, I do entertainment news, so I'm going to do that. But before I get to entertainment news, I want to say happy birthday to all the Aquarius people. I hope that you have a wonderful year this year. Be safe, believe in God, have faith in yourself, and know that you can. Okay, I'm going to bring aboard my grandchild, Bakia.
Hello.
Okay, so she's going to be running the teenage show, like I've told y'all, every Thursday at 7 o'clock East Coast time. So if you're on the West Coast, you're going to have to start calling her at 4 o'clock our time, and then it's 7 on the East Coast. And it's a half an hour for 30 minutes. I will have a title. She's going to send me her title and a little bit about the show, what they're going to be discussing. But mainly this show is for teenagers, about teenagers. So any questions that you have, I know Bakia's already told me time management, how you get along with your parents, or maybe friends at school, sports, homework, church. I mean, you have the opportunity. It's you guys' show. It's Bakia's show, and she's the one that's going to be running it. So, you know. So, now back to you, Bakia. Tell me a little bit about your show. This is coming up tomorrow night, and it starts tomorrow night, y'all. So tell me a little bit about the show, girl.
So my name is Bakia. I'm a Capricorn. My birthday is December 23rd, and I just turned 17. I'm a junior in high school, and I go to a performing arts high school, so I dance. And I don't know, I've always just been, you know, pretty quiet kind of person, but I do have a lot of friends, and I've been to a couple of schools, so, you know, I know different, you know, walks of life. I know, like, a lot of diversity. My family is very much so diverse. I'm exposed to a lot of different things, so I know a lot about a lot. And, you know, I just try to always have a positive attitude, and, you know, it's funny growing up in this generation. You know, I admire, you know, prior generations. So, you know, they've called me an old soul, but I still have virtues from there, and, you know, still building my own virtues. And as teenagers, we are learning ourselves. We're learning how to be ourselves and, like, what makes us us. You know, we don't know our passions yet. We don't know our desires. We don't know exactly what we want to go to school for. We're stressing. We have parental pressure. We have peer pressure. You know, you still have to be cool and a socialite, still be on top of your grades. You know, everybody wants to have a healthy relationship, you know, especially nowadays. So, you know, which is getting all of that together, and that's what I'm going to be talking about, you know, helping people through, because I've done this, like, you know, off the air for, like, a while now, like, even for, you know, just talking to my teachers, talking to, you know, random people, and then it's, like, now technology is so updated, they have, like, all iPhones, they have, like, group chats and stuff like that, so it's, like, on social media, people will just be like, oh, yeah, you know, go join my group chat, whatever, you know, send me your number, and you send me your number, and then you're in, like, this humongous group chat with people from all around the world. And I remember I just put in there one day, I'm like, you know, if anybody needs prayer, you know, just tell me and I'll pray for you. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, who is this? Like, you know, who prays, you know? You know, whatever, as a teenager, like, if somebody's mom is here, you know, trying to pray or whatever the case may be. And then it was one girl who actually reached out to me. And she was actually a very popular girl, someone who was a part of a dance group here where I live in Jersey, and they're very popular. And she reached out to me, and then I learned, like, so much about her. And she was the one on me every day because I had a prayer call as well. I stopped doing the prayer call as much. I do need to get back on that, but maybe on my show, maybe I'll tell people, you know, if you need prayer, I'm always available for prayer as well. But, you know, talking to her was just amazing because I did not know that she was going through all of that, you know, something being in, you know, the public view. I figured she was always happy. And when I learned her story, I'm like, wow, you know. But I was happy because at first I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to keep doing this show because nobody's calling me and nobody's talking to me. But as long as you help one person, like, that really changes your outlook on life and your outlook on the world. Because I was feeling like my generation is just doomed, like, but that one person and that one call and her really actually reaching out, and out of all the people in the group chat, I figured she would be the last person to contact me on a personal level about prayer. So, you know, it's just amazing. So, I mean, I feel like everybody needs an outlet, especially teenagers. You know, we don't really get to make our voice heard as much because they don't think that, you know, adults don't think we're responsible yet. Or we don't really have an opinion because we don't know what we're doing. So, you know, we just need some guidance, just outlet, somewhere to talk to, you know, whatever it keeps people occupied from doing negative things. So, yeah. So I'm really excited when my grandmother came to me and asked my brother and I to do the show. My brother is 11, so he will about to turn 12, excuse me. So he's a Gemini. His birthday is June 15th. So he'll be 12 this year. But I turned 18.
Well, also, he can talk like for preteen, too. You know, he could discuss a little bit about preteen.
He sure can.
Go ahead, honey. I was just saying, sports.
Yeah, and he loves sports as well. He's a socialite. I mean, you know, everybody in my house is, like, undercover comedians, you know, so we have a lot of fun, and we're just, you know, we're just going about life. We do devotion at night with my mom, so, you know, we get some word in us, and we even laugh at the Bible sometimes, because, you know, it's funny. You have to find humor in things, and sometimes you laugh to keep from crying, and
that's right.
So we just
that's my Capricorn, I know. That's what I do all the time, too, baby. Granted,
yeah,
you got to laugh to keep from crying. Well, tell me a little bit before I go into entertainment news. Tell me a little bit about, I know one of the subjects you wanted to speak about was time management. Can you talk a little bit about that? A little bit on that subject? Okay.
Yes, so about time management, is as teenagers, we have a lot of time on our hand, and sometimes we don't know what to do with it, or we either have too much stuff to do and we try to cram it all, or, you know, craft study, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So what I want to talk about was how to manage your time, especially as a teenager, because it's like we don't necessarily worry about world, like, bills right now. We don't necessarily have, like, you know, full-time jobs like we go to school, and if you have a sport, you go to your sport, and then you come home. But, you know, you have to make time for all of that. You have to make time for if you're going to play sport, how you have to come home and do your homework and everything else like that. And then if your friends aren't playing on the team that you're playing for, you don't go to the same school as your friends like me, you know, you have to make time to spend time with them as well. And you also have to make family time because you don't want your family to feel like you're ignoring them, because when teenagers tend not to talk, then parents feel as though, you know, something must be going on. They just don't want to talk to me. You know, they're distancing themselves or, you know, whatever it case may be. So you have to make time for all of this. And then also looking into schools, like looking into what profession you really want to acquire, you know, so it's like,
because for you, you'd be going off to college, that's a lot.
Yeah, so it's a lot, and you have to think about, like, oh, when you go to college, oh, how far do you want to be? You have to think about student loans, or am I getting a scholarship, or, you know, things like that. So it's, like, about time management, like, oh, you know, what time should I start waking myself up so I can get this done in the morning, or I can go to school earlier and get this done, or maybe eat breakfast so I don't have to be rushing out of the house. That'll make my day go smoother, sleep a little bit earlier. You know, I might have to tell my friend I'm going to have to call you back later, or I might have to, you know, shut the game off or shut the TV off a little bit earlier so that I can have a better day at school, have a, you know, a better night's rest so I can get up and be attentive in all my classes, because sometimes you tend to nod off in classes. And then you have to, it's just like, it's just a lot. Like, when in school you have a strict schedule. Like, they tell you period for period, block for block, this time to this time, you know, whatever. So that's a pretty organized schedule. But then when you get outside of school, it's kind of like, oh, you know, just willy-nilly. You're just happy to be out of school and come home and you don't really do anything. You just relax because you're like, I had such a stressful day going from period to period in the same building, seeing the same people, you know, all throughout the year. And then it's like, oh, my God, I didn't do my homework. Then it's like 9, 10 o'clock. Oh, my God, I got to hurry up and do my homework. Oh, my God, I got to hurry up and wash my uniform. Oh, my God, you know, and then I have to still get some sleep at some point, you know. So I just wanted to talk about time management because that was a big thing for me, especially like, oh, my God, like last year, freshman year, that was like a huge thing for me with the time management. And, I mean, time management is still a little bit of an issue for me as well. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. So, you know, it's good to tell people things. You know, it's good to bounce ideas off of other people because then, you know, two heads are better than one. So,
well, let me ask you this, Bakia. Do you think now, honey, in this lifetime, now that y'all are a lot more busier than we were, well, not me, your mom, when she came along, you find that, you know, your schedule and stuff, what's required and none required, but, you know, you got to do, you're more busier now? I kind of think so, because you guys are always doing something. I wonder sometime, you know, when do you have time for yourself, a little me time, because you are busy with school and sports and outside activities as well, you know, not only just church, but, you know, whatever electives that you're doing at school, you know, your dance or drama, whatever. I don't know, I was just curious. I think the children are more busier now than before.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and recently in, like, my history class, we've been talking more about, you know, how the world became more modernized. We've been talking about that time period, like the 1900s, the 1920s, the 1950s, as to where, you know, people started, you know, getting television, radio, cars. Teenagers were getting more, you know, we're actually talking about, like, juvenile delinquents, and they say, like, in the 1950s that America was obsessed with juvenile delinquents, but it's because, you know, people didn't really know what to do with their time. And at that time, even though people, like, you know, teenagers had too much freedom, they didn't even have that much freedom as to compare to what we have now, because we have technology, we have more rights. You know, you can get emancipated. You know, I know people who travel from state to state by themselves, like under 17. And even now, when you catch the train, because I catch the train a lot to go visit my dad, who lives in Maryland, and usually we have to do this thing, it's called an unaccompanied minor, and my parents have to come to the station, and they have to, you know, write out and find out who's going to be picking me up. They have to make copies of my birth certificate and, you know, all of this extra stuff.
But then
it's like, when I turn 17, now I'm considered an adult, basically. So I can travel by myself. So if I wanted to, I could just pick up a ticket and get on the train by myself. I don't have to my parents come to the station and make, you know, show my social security card and show their license and sign me off. You know, now I can basically sign myself off. I can go by myself.
So, you know, we have way more freedom. We have subways. We have buses. We have independence. You know, people can get their license. People have, you know, more access to cars. We have more access to making money. So, and the more money you have, really, like, the more freedom you have, people can get jobs now at early ages. Like, you know, so it's like we have way more freedom. So, therefore, that's way more time when I hear more possibilities than we have. You know, you have to, it's like we're so much busier. It's not like, you know, back in the days where, you know, you could just go to school and go outside and play. Mom comes in the house, she has a home-cooked meal, and, you know, all your clothes are washed and stuff like that. Now you have working parents as well. Your parents are working, so you have responsibilities on you as yourself. You know, you have to come in the house and make sure your stuff is clean. You have to make sure that you, you know, cook something or whatever the case may be. You have to keep yourself in guard. Like I take, I know people who have to, like, take walk themselves to school. I know people who have to walk them, take themselves to school and take their siblings to school. You know, we have way more responsibility now. Like, people are more dependent on the youth. We're the future. Back in the days, they didn't really think about teenagers as, oh, the future. They, you know, they thought, you know, just listen to your parents and, you know, let that be that. They weren't really as forward as people are now, because now people are like, you know, the youth is our wealth. The youth is, you know, the generation, they're the next to come. You know, what are they going to do? What are they going to make? How are they going to expand technology? You know, stuff like that. So we have way
because
more.
Because it's your generation that's going to take care of us old folks.
Right. So we have a responsibility to the world and to our parents and also to ourselves. So we have way more when I play Athelico than they did, you know, back in the days. Because now it's like, we're kind of like, we're so many adults.
Now, I have a question to ask. Do you see more young people in church nowadays?
Yes, I can say that. I can honestly say that. In the church that I go to, I do see more youth in my church than before. And it's not necessarily because, like, and when I say youth, I mean, like, under my age. I'm 17, so there'll be about other people, like, 17 or whatever, and they'll go. But these people will be going just because their parents make them go. But, like, regularly, just, you know, regular youth just in the church, I don't see. Like, I don't see, like, oh, just regular 20-year-olds just stopping by the church, you know. I don't see that. And, I used to see that in my old church. But my old church was very youthful, and we even wound up leaving them, not because anything was wrong with them, but just because we weren't really getting any growth. We weren't really learning anything, and I think that's why, like, a lot of people went there, because the pastor there made it seem like, you know, everything was okay. And, you know, everything is okay. God forgives us and stuff like that, but there's still certain things that you aren't supposed to do. So it's like he just made it seem like, oh, you know, it's fine, whatever the case may be, you know, whatever. It's, you know, whatever. So people were always there. It was kind of like a clubby church. You know, people were there. They dressed however they wanted. It was kind of like a competition, like, oh, who has the nicest shoes on? Who has the nicest bag? You know, stuff like that. So it was definitely a lot of youth in that church all the time. But none of them were really learning anything. You know, none of them were learning anything. And then our pastor just, I don't know, maybe the pastor of that church, even though he, you know, he gave us our beginning and stuff, he passed away, and it was really, really sad. And he was pretty young, too, only like 50. And everybody's like, and since he was so youthful, so everything was okay and everything else like that, now all of these rumors are coming back that he has like a baby in wedlock and he did drugs and, you know, all of this other stuff. And you're like, wow. You know, like, you know, I didn't know all of this was going on, but you can kind of assume because of the way that the church was. It wasn't really like a respect or a fear of God in that church. And so
right,
now,
you come
I
in there
like,
and feel comfortable.
Yeah, and of course, you want to come in church and feel comfortable, but you still want to have a little fear. You still want to have, like, a little respect. You don't want to, like, the people in there would just walk in church like it was ever on. And that's fine. Come as you are. But there's still a certain respect. Like, don't wear dresses like two above the knee, and you know,
coming in there
like that, you got to push up on your back. Yeah, like, so people were people on there, they were crazy. So it's like, but now in my newer church, it's like you see, I mean, the people there are pretty youthful. Like you see 30s, 40s, you know, stuff like that. But I don't really see like old, too many 20-year-olds. I see people my age because their parents bring them or whatever the case may be. But we have a really nice youth pastor, and I really like them because of the way that they bring technology into everything. They play like the new kind of gospel music that's kind of like rappy, you know, with a nice beat and stuff. Not everything is all weighed in the water, you know. So we have a lot of youth in my church. I cannot say that we don't. We do have a lot of youth in my church. So I do like it there.
Okay. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we're going to be right back with Bakia, and then we'll probably close out the show. So hold on. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus today on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. And I've got my granddaughter with me, Bakia, talking about the new Teenage Chef. On the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. The time right now is 6:25 on the West Coast, and it's about 9:25 on the East Coast. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Today's show is being brought to you by Right Way Interiors, making your dreams a reality. Owners are Boyd and Graham, Monday through Friday, and they do work some weekends, y'all. Their hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Call Boyd and Graham for Right Way Interiors, and that phone number for Boyd is 253-820-2669. That's 253-820-2669. Right Way Interiors, making your dreams a reality. They love to see you smile. Okay, back to the show. All right, Bakia's back, and we're talking about the new show, the Teenage Show, tomorrow, and I'm so excited. Girl, you're going to kill it. You're going to kill it and nail it. And don't forget, folks, it's at 7 p.m. East Coast time, Thursday night, every Thursday at 7 p.m. to 7:30. So the show is going to go fast, so don't be late. If you be smart, even call in a little bit before 7 and just hang tight until Bakia brings you on air. But it's 7 to 7:30 every Thursday. Okay, getting back, let's see now. What else can, God, there's so much teenagers can talk about. Oh, another thing is, not parental. What is that? Peer pressure. There you go. Peer pressure is another good subject, too. Do you get that, Bakia?
Peer pressure is, you know, I'm fortunate enough to never have really dealt with peer pressure. I don't know if it's because, you know, I was always around, like, older people who were like, you know, don't listen to what people say about you, you know, things like that. So I was never really a person who came to peer pressure. Like, my name means having common sense and standing up for what's right when wrong is fashionable. That's what Bakia stands for. So even when I was younger, I remember, like, I've never really gotten into fights in my entire life, but I remember one time I had a fight in a school, and it was because of, like, a peer pressure. It was a girl, I cannot remember her name, but she had transferred him from, like, Africa or Nigeria somewhere, and her hair was, like, shaved. And, you know, we were younger. I don't even know how old we were. We had to be, like, in third or fourth grade, I believe. And it was a group of bullies. Yes. Hello?
Go ahead, honey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was this group of bullies, and they were, like, pressuring her, like, you know, to do certain things, or, you know, why you even come to school like that, you know, where are your parents, and, you know, so, like, I was really mean. And one day I came outside, you know, to recess, and, like, all of these bullies were surrounding her like they were about to hit her or beat her up because she didn't look the way that we looked and she didn't talk the way that we talked. And I'm like, you know, you guys are not going to hit her or whatever the case may be. And then this one girl came up to me and punched me in my chest for protecting this girl. And it was, like, that was, like, one of my most important things with peer pressure. Like, I was, like, a lot of people made fun of her, but I'm just like, that's not funny. You know, she's not from here. And I remember being younger, like, you know, that's something about this just isn't right. And then after that, my mom took me out of the school and everything. But, you know, peer pressure is a humongous thing. And, like, people say they don't succumb to peer pressure, but they definitely do. Like, I mean, it's like, you know, everybody wants to be held to a certain standard. I even had an issue with a friend today about peer pressure because I feel like he's always doing something to impress his friends. And, like, it's been like that since we were younger. And that's why he was upset because I didn't want to date him on a romantic level. And I'm like, I don't want to date you because I feel like you do what everybody else does. And you don't feel like somebody's okay if your friends are not okay with it. And stuff
he's
like
a
that.
Follower, not a leader.
Yeah, he's a follower. Like, that was the most thing. And, like, especially with boys, especially with teenage boys now, it's all about, oh, do you, like, have a whole bunch of girlfriends? Like, oh, are you a player? Like, it's popular to be a player now. It's popular to be cold-hearted. Like, it's popular to, you know, they call it curbing somebody. Like, you know how people used to diss people back in the day? Now it's called curb. Like, oh, if you curb a girl or whatever like that, or if you hit it and quit it, you know, that's popular now. Like, you're cool now if you do that. And he was a person who I knew for a very long time, very sweet guy. And the girls that he liked will always be, like, virgin-like girls and, you know, stuff like that, especially when it came to me. And he always liked girls like that. And he would always just be like, why do I always keep getting these girls? And I'm like, because you're a good guy. Like, what do you want? Somebody who's just out there, you know? And apparently, I guess that was maybe what he was wanting. Like, he used to make me so upset because they were all the guys were like, oh, you know, we're not a virgin. He's the only virgin left. Ha, ha, ha. He don't get no, you know. And so, he always used to be like, oh, I'm not a virgin by choice. I'm not a virgin by choice. And I'm like, why are you going around saying that? Like, that is not
personal business. Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, oh, I'm not a virgin by choice and stuff. So, like, what? Are you serious? Are you out of your mind? Don't go around saying that. Like, that's a huge thing. And that pisses me off so much every time I think about him with that stuff. Because he's an awesome guy. But I'm like, never, never. And I even tell his mom that, like, I just can't with him, you know, like, he just completely started acting different once he had a different set of friends. So peer pressure is a huge thing because everybody wants to be in the mix. Nobody wants to be an outsider. Nobody wants to be, oh, the ugly one or the one everybody curves, the one everybody disses, you know, stuff like that. So peer pressure is a humongous thing, and it's about self-awareness. It's about if you're not aware of yourself, then, you know, you're going to succumb to peer pressure because you're going to want to be like everybody else in the world. And not everybody is meant to be like everybody else in the world. So that's why I say, you know, teenagers, we're trying to find our niche. We're trying to find out who we are. And some people are late bloomers when it comes to that. But I, thank God, was always a person who knew, like, kind of what I was. And I didn't want to be like everybody else. Just because I had my
grandmother. There you go, like your auntie, honey. Ain't no certificate here. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I was fortunate enough to have that, but, you know, nowadays people need reinforcement. They need to know who they are. They need to constantly hear you're great, you're good, you're loved. And my mom is like that. And my mom is sometimes overly like that, you know. And I, you know, I just, oh, you know, you're getting on my nerves. But I really do appreciate her because now that I'm in high school and stuff and I see people who are, like, so needy for attention, it's like I'm grateful.
That's true. Lakia, thank you so much for giving us a little prelim to your show for tomorrow night. It has been exciting, amazing, and a very good half hour. I'm sorry, Nadja didn't get in on it, but that's all right. You held your own, baby. You did very good. Nadja, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Nadja, yeah, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Tell them they'll see you tomorrow night.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sorry. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. And remember, if no one's told you they love you today yet, we do. Okay, see you tomorrow night at 7.
See you.
Okay. Now hit the off switch, the log out at the top. There you go.
Okay. Press end episode or log out?
Yeah. Hit log out. There you go. And let me get out.
Okay, we're clear.
That was great. That went by fast. Hello? Mm-hmm.